Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Alright, so, here we go, I know it's better late than never, we gonna get it popping, we gonna do whatever I said, better late than never, we gonna get it popping, yeah, we gonna do whatever I said, better late than never, we gonna get it popping, we do whatever I said. Yo, better late than never, we gonna do what we gotta do and make it pop forever. Yo, what's going on, y'all? Urban Therapy with Sun 752, and this is the Urban Therapy with Sun show. Sunday, baby. Sunday, all up in your area. Happy Sunday to y'all. The 6th of August. Leo season is in full swing. I'm feeling like a real man should. I hope y'all feel like real men and women should also today. On the Urban Therapy with Sun show, we are talking about good and bad hidden talents. Good and bad hidden talents. We all have talents. Some of our talents are very outright. Some of our talents are very pronounced. Some of our talents cannot be contained. Some of our talents are what defines us. It's what identifies us. It's what makes people recognize us, be able to know who we are, and even employ us many times. We all have talents. And sometimes, a lot of times, we have hidden talents. We have things that we know how to do that a lot of people don't know that we know how to do. Maybe it's not because we have not shown anyone, but there are just times and places for different things. And maybe those times and places have not been around certain people who don't know that you have these talents. So we're going to talk about it today on the Urban Therapy with Sun show. Now, we're going to talk about the good hidden talents that people have. And we're going to talk about some of the bad hidden talents that people had. And some of these things you may not even recognize as being talents, but they are. Anything that you know how to do and do well is a talent, especially if they are things that you have not been formally trained in. And just because you have been formally trained to do something does not mean that you don't have talent. For example, I don't know if you've ever known anyone who did not grow up doing people's hair. Like some women who may be stylists now, but didn't grow up braiding people's hair, pressing people's hair, doing people's hair, putting in weaves, sewing in weaves. They may not have shown that talent growing up. It doesn't mean that they didn't have a talent for it. Maybe they had another way of being able to showcase that talent, and it came out later on when they went to Gordon Phillips. Or Wilfred Academy, or Empire Beauty School, whatever. You know, so some people just learned how to do hair well when they went to these schools because they had an interest in it. So sometimes people think that a talent is something that you are born with, something that you are innately ingrained with or blessed with, and that's not necessarily true. A talent is anything that you can do well. So, like, for example, people go to acting school. That doesn't mean that they were great actors before they went there. It just means that it brought the talent out of them. It may have been a hidden talent before, and now it's a talent that has been honed, that has been shaped, that has been developed, and that they have really, really been able to showcase and do well and get on out there. Somebody pushed you on stage, and you're all the way out there. So that's what we're talking about today on the Urban Therapy with Sun show. Good and bad hidden talents. What talents do you have? What are the good talents that we know that people have? Some people have talents. Like I've known people who had a talent for getting people to open up to them, getting people to speak, getting people to express themselves. You know, a DJ, a disc jockey, has a talent for getting people out there on the dance floor. They know what